very important conversation with Itamar Marcus. Remember, he heads up the team, the Palestinian Media Watch. Their address on the web, powellwatch.org. Go there and make sure you bookmark that website and sign up for their alert news report that comes out just about weekly, keeping you abreast of what the Palestinian media is actually really saying, not to the world, but to the Palestinian people themselves. Well, right now I'm going to bring to my broadcast table Shahram Haidian, who has become a good friend. In fact, we now live in the same state. Of course, I'm headquartered in Chattanooga. Shahram took the other side of the state there in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we're glad to have him as a Tennessean now. But I want to go to Shahram because of what the vice president, candidate for president, Joe Biden, had to say the other day. But before I do, Shahram, number one, give me your website so people can find and get the information from your website. But number two, answer the question, were your mom and dad Muslims when you were born, and how much of your life has been in the Muslim lifestyle? First, the question about your website.
Thank you, Dr. DeYoung, for having me on the program again. The website is TILproject.com. The TIL stands for Truth in Love. So TILproject.com. Also, to answer your question, yes, you know, I was born in Iran, and both my mom and dad were raised Muslim. So I was raised in a Muslim home. My mom, so more devout than my dad, more fundamentally following Islam. And I did not become a Christian until I was 28 years old. So I grew up most of my life in a Muslim upbringing, in a Muslim family. Then, you know, by the grace of God, had just a transformational conversion when I was 28 years old, which is 21 years ago now. So by the grace of God, now I'm in His kingdom.
Yes, amen, and praise the Lord for that. Well, I wanted to establish that foundation that you do know about the Islamic faith, what their principles, what their goals are, etc. Because in the questions I'm going to ask you, I need that background for the answers. Now, here's the question. Joe Biden, who is a candidate for president of the United States, former vice president, addressed this last week, the 15th anniversary event of the Muslim Advocates. Now, that's an association of Muslim lawyers, and they received a promise from Joe Biden that Muslims would play a key role at every level in his administration should he be elected as president. Can you speak to that issue, and should we have concerns about this?
Well, Dr. DeYoung, we should absolutely have concern, because as you and I have highlighted on your program several times, the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslim community as a whole has really ramped up their political activities, which is something that we have tried to warn Christians about, that Islam is not just a religion, it's a political ideology, and it is one that seeks to then impose its law, Sharia, upon other Western laws, in this case, our Constitution. And so, as you mentioned, Joe Biden is now pandering to the Muslim community because the majority of Muslim Americans are voting Democrat. They're voting left. That's how people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib in Michigan and Keith Ellison in Minnesota, that's how they're getting elected. They're not getting elected just by the Muslim vote. They're getting elected because the left, the Democrats, the progressives, the Marxists, the socialists, they support the Muslim group. So, yeah, he addressed this group, MJAM. And the thing is that what's concerning, Dr. DeYoung, is what he said. Because he actually quotes in there, besides what you said about him saying that he wants Muslims to serve in his administration at every level, he also said falsely that he would, on day one, end the Muslim ban. Of course, we know there is no such thing as a Muslim ban. The president of the United States has banned certain countries from coming in, like Iran, that have Muslims and Jews and Christians and agnostic people living in it. But I want to just address with you what he said from the Hadith. Joe Biden quotes the Hadith and he doesn't understand what that hadith means. What he was quoting is actually a call to jihad. It is a call to arms. So we have to be concerned about the political implications of Muslim advocacy, and we have to be concerned with the national security implications of Joe Biden allowing Muslims at every level of his administration.
When you talk about the fact that Muslims are getting very much involved in the political arena here in the United States by running for office, by getting organizations together to endorse candidates, by flooding the voting booths with Muslims voting their philosophy of life, it's of concern to me, I would believe, and I would think from that perspective for everybody else. But they must have an agenda that is a part of their lifestyle, their philosophy of life, for getting involved in America. Is it because they love America so much, or is it because they love Allah so much and want to put his plan in place?
You're exactly right. The second, Dr. DeYoung, listen, we know in America, according to the Constitution, there's not supposed to be a religious test for office. We just saw this, of course, played out with the Supreme Court nomination and how they were trying to come against her beliefs as a Catholic. But why would it be concerning with Muslims particularly running for office and getting into positions of office like we've seen with Ilhan Omar in Minnesota? The reason, as you said it, is because the ideology of Islam never coexists with any other Western law. So the United States of America is based upon a constitution and a declaration that is based on Judeo-Christian law, Judeo-Christian heritage. Islam is antithetical to a Judeo-Christian law and heritage. That's why we should be concerned. That's why we should be concerned about the imposition of Sharia law like we've seen in Michigan and Minnesota when they get elected. So when Joe Biden says that we're going to have Muslims serve at every level, and when we see Muslims serve at those levels, they begin to shut down. Again, like in France right now with the beheading of this teacher, where criticism of Islam in Western Europe was shut down. When Muslims get power, they shut down criticism of Islam and any real truthful teaching of Islam and its violence. So when Joe Biden, he quotes the hadith that whoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hand, and if he's not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue, and if he's not able to do so, then with his heart, and that is the weakest of faith. This hadith is a call to jihad, because when it says change it by his hand, it means that you have to wage war to change the system. Dr. DeYoung, the Muslim Brotherhood has told us by their own mission statement that they want to sabotage America. They want to sabotage our miserable house. They have no intention of living in a constitutional republic. They want to change it to socialism, Marxism, communism, and then ultimately an Islamic nation if they can get their way.
Well, here's my final question for you, Sharam. You, having been a Muslim for 28 years and now a Christian for some 21 years with a different philosophy of life, do you believe that Muslims involved in the American political arena is dangerous for this nation in the future?
Unfortunately, the answer is yes. I wish it wasn't the case, but the answer is yes, because their allegiance is not to our nation. Their allegiance as a whole is to Allah. You mentioned it. Their allegiance is to Sharia, which is the way or the path of Allah. That's what Sharia means. So unfortunately, it is of major concern, particularly when you see how much they are siding with the left and progressive and a progressive Marxist communist agenda, socialism. The Muslim Brotherhood siding with Black Lives Matter, the Muslim Brotherhood supporting Antifa. They're calling for revolution. So again, their goal as a whole is not to peaceably come in and serve in office. And again, I think we've seen this with Rashida Tlaib in Michigan. I think we've seen this with Ilhan Omar. They've shown their anti-American, anti-Semitic hatred for the Jews, hatred for this nation and our rule of law. They want to change America to a socialist nation that then ultimately would then be a further open door for Islam. So this is why we have to get Christians involved to pray, to vote, to run for office, to engage the government and not let it go to waste, so that we can occupy till the Lord comes. And Islam is a major issue spiritually, prophetically and legally, politically for us as a church and as a nation.
Dear folks, that's the voice of Shahram Haidian, and a former Muslim who understands the Islamic faith, but now as a Christian understands God's word and is giving us some unbelievable warnings as it relates to the influx of Muslims into the American political arena. Very important conversation, Shahram. Thank you so very much for giving us a bit of time to be able to discuss this issue, and I'm sure we'll have some others we need to discuss down the road. Thank you, my good friend.
Thank you, Dr. Leon. God bless.